Ladies and fellows, man, welcome back to another episode of the No Script Podcast. It's your boy B-Rack alongside Dan Dutton.
What do you do, baby?
What's good, bro?
Nothing. That just reminded me, I'm really off topic already, but remember when Kawhi had that video to win the championship? What up, baby?
What do you do, baby?
And that reminded me to that fucking James Harden.
Oh, my goodness.
Why are you passing the ball in the corner like that and then go run at him like he's on defense?
I don't understand.
Oh, man. I watched that like 7 times in a row, dude. I just kept laughing.
Did you hear his explanation behind it, though? Like, why he did that?
Dude said that we should just spark in this team. You're going to have a little fun, get some laughs. Like, shut up.
Oh, my God. Shut up, bro.
Know your personnel, dude. Kawhi don't want to have fun, dude. He doesn't want to laugh.
It definitely wasn't fun. Did you see Kawhi's reaction after he missed the shot? He's like, bro, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, that's comedy.
This is dumb as shit, bro. Dude, why are we experiencing a second... literally a second winter, bro.
Because we live in a stupid-ass area.
Stupid freaking... Someone just needs to... You seen that meme, or... Because you probably didn't watch SpongeBob like that like I did. But there's this scene from one of the episodes where Patrick's like, why don't we just take Bikini Bottom and push it somewhere else?
Yeah.
And like, I wish you could just do that to the United States. Like, just push it a little bit further south, bro.
Oh, bro, like... It's crazy because it's like every year, right? You get that like false spring where it's like you get a couple good nice days, you got the windows down, turn the music up, you know, the sunshine you haven't seen for so long. You're just like, ooh, you're mm-hmm. feeling good. And then next week, you're like, you got snow. And every year, it messes with me. I get a little, like right now, I feel like slightly congested. I'm not like, my sinuses aren't 100%. Luke had like a little fever yesterday. You know, shout out Kid Care. He keeps getting, you know, he gets sick every now and then from them. But, right, yeah, it's just like every year this happens. It like gets warmer than cold again.
So annoying, bro. I think I saw a patient yesterday and Friday, or yesterday and Thursday, and they're like, yeah, weren't you just wearing a t-shirt last week when you saw me? I was like, yeah, look, now I got my fucking winter coat on again. It's great.
I know, dude. Love it. Take Luke outside one day, and then he wants to go outside the next day. I'm like, dude, it's too cold now. All right.
You're like, nope. Staying indoors, bud. Sorry.
Can't do it.
Then, it's going on the realm of sickness. I told you, like, I just got back from getting the car repaired. I got this stupid freaking headache. And I don't know if it's because my muscles around my neck are tight because I had cupping done yesterday, or if it's a fluctuation in the weather. Just cannot stand it. And I'm literally here in the recline position because it's the only thing that's comfortable right now. I'm like trying to keep it together.
You ever like when you get a little kinky in your neck? What I always try to do, it helps a little bit. Obviously, it just has to eventually like subside.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what fixes it completely, but I used to just like go take a shower and just try to get as hot temp as I could on my neck, and then just like rub it out, and like just keep doing that, like keep going up a little hotter, and then like I'd get out looking like, you know, we have different skin complexion, so you know, look the same, but I'd come out looking like a damn lobster. My skin would be so red from how hot the water was.
I don't really need it that hot. Like, so when I wake up in the morning, if I'm kind of like sore in certain areas or if certain muscles feel tight, yeah, I'll take my usual regular hot shower, and the steam alone and then like just sitting in there kind of feels like it loosens everything up, because then once I come out it feels great. Definitely feels different. I don't know if I'm gonna do that. I'll probably take another shower tonight because I'm not really doing much today. I showered this morning, like I said, my neck was fine. But then we had left Portillo's, and I just reached out for the door, like normal, and just turned my head slightly to the left, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, sorry, tightened up.
Isn't it annoying, right?
That, like, it is.
Shit starts happening after 30. Like, I never, you know, kicked my neck or my back, just doing little random things as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I thought I almost paralyzed myself.
Oh, my goodness.
I was reaching down to put, like, Annie was in her little chair, and I was reaching down to put her pacifier in her mouth. And I was like, so I was leaned over, and I had to sneeze, but I didn't want to, like, sneeze, like, all in her face. So I tried to, like, when you hold it in, right? It's like, ah. So, like, I did that, but I was hunched over, and my back cracked, like, a bunch, and I, like, was, like, froze. I couldn't even, like, get up for a minute. I was just sitting there, like, oh, no. No, no, no. I was just sitting there, giving her pacifier, and then I'm just, like trying to breathe, but, like, I feel like I'm laboring in my breath. And then finally, like, my body, like, loosens up. I was like, oh, God. I was like, I almost just took myself out.
Because you've heard those stories of people will say, I threw out my back, and, like, I just bent over to do this such and such, and, like, I couldn't move. Probably because it got, like, really stiff, like, how my neck feels. But I couldn't imagine, like, that on the scale of a back. You know, you just kind of seize up.
It's so annoying. I think the one time, too, like, something similar happened with my back. I was a little sick. I think maybe I was just tight from working out, but, like, when I would sneeze, I would feel, like, legit, like, it felt like an electric bolt, like, through my spine and then my, like, arm. Like, and I would sneeze, and it would hurt so bad, it would, like, hunch me over, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it happened at work, and I, like, hunched over, and I was like, ah, oh, damn it. I was like, what is happening? I was like Googling, I couldn't find anything. I was like, I have no idea what's going on. Like, it just felt like I was hitting a nerve every time I would sneeze. And I kept looking it up, and then I found something that was saying that, like, it could, like, if you have, like, a really tight back muscles, that, like, it could be pulling on your spine, and then if you're that tight and you're sneezing, it could, like, the force of that sneeze could be hitting your spinal cord or something weird, right? I don't know how true it was, but I was like, that's how it feels. Like, it feels like that jolt of, like, electricity down my spine and my arm. So I went, and when I went home, we had one of those, like, those, like, roller massagers.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had Jessica just, like, massage my back right there for a while, just breaking it up. And that must have been what it was, because then I was straight the next day. She said she found, like, a knot. It felt like there was, like, a knot in my back. Just kept going and going, and, like, you know, next day I was straight.
Yeah, probably pushing on some of the nerve endings coming out from the vertebrae. So, you know, maybe you hunching over may compress the nerve, and then the force of the sneeze getting muscles to contract, also making that area a little bit tighter and not as much space for the nerves to kind of move freely.
And when it first happened, when I was driving, dude, I felt like I was about to crash. I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, dude, I felt like that jolt in my back and my arm. I was like, dude, am I having a heart attack right now? Like, what the hell's going on?
Nah, man, just body's turning on us, bro.
That's bullshit, dude. Give me some fucking HGH.
We were talking before we got on about not just, like, the food poisoning, but things that we probably can't eat or don't tolerate the smell of anymore because there is an associated sickness or event with it. So yours was KFC. Do you have another smell, food item, a drink where you're like, I don't want to be around that. I can't smell it. It'll make me kind of, like, gag.
KFC, but then it's kind of like I've got it from eating KFC. Well, I don't know if I got it from KFC. I got the stomach flu, so technically they're saying it's not related. I didn't get food poisoning. But we just had, like, a bucket of chicken. Never, ever been able to eat just regular fried chicken since. Like, I had to eat chicken tenders, or if they're bone-in, I need sauced up chicken. I can't just have plain bone chicken anymore. I probably could now, but definitely not from KFC. And, because I got stomach flu the very next day, and, like, there was a time, maybe even a year later, we were somewhere with that type of chicken, and I put it on my plate, and I just went to eat it, and I was just sitting there just holding it, like, inches away from my mouth. I was, like, just staring at it. I was, like, trying to, like, eat it. I was like, I can't do it. I was like, I'm not going to eat this. I can't. Other than that, man, I honestly can't think of anything.
No. Like, for me, it's only one alcoholic beverage. I could probably take it now, but the 2-3 years after our spring break, Jack Daniels, like, no, hell, like, keep that away from me.
What are you talking about? Ma, we didn't drink on spring break. We were underage.
Were we?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember, dude. What was that? Panama City was its own community. It's like, yeah, if you go to Mexico, like, people are allowed to drink when they're 18. That was kind of like, that was Panama City.
It was, yeah, because, Jackson's older cousin? I can't think. It was Derek, was it?
Yeah, it was Derek, yeah.
He was the one buying all our alcohol. We just gave him money.
Oh, okay. I you know, that's what I was thinking about. I was like, man, I was like, how old were we when we went to Panama City?
It's crazy you brought that up, because I was just talking about that, too. Because I was talking to Jessica, and we were saying how, like, they say we are hungover to drink. I was like, I've never been able to be hungover and take another drink to, like, clear it up, right? I remember seeing Derek do that when we were on spring break.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he just woke up, and we were all like, oh, man, I feel like shit. And he's like, oh, he's like, dude, I don't feel good. And we're just like, bro, let's get some food or something. And he goes over to the mini fridge, grabs two beers, cracks one, kills it, cracks it, and the other one, starts sipping it. And I'm listening like, what?
He was just, I could not compete with him.
I was like, brother, I need some time. I need a little food. There ain't no way.
I remember that day leading up to, the night where I literally thought I was going to die. We started with something. It was those nasty ass canned margaritas. Those are awful, bro. It was like 10 a.m. 10 a.m. And I don't know who bought them. But yeah, here we go. I got some margaritas, and they're in the can, and they were like pretty small. And I drank like two of them, but they were the worst. They were the worst.
Yeah, they weren't good. But at the time, you know what I'm saying, all of it was nasty to me, really. Except for, I forgot one night when me and Demas were going back and forth that UV blue.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, straight. We were drinking that. And I was like, nah, this is straight. I could drink this.
That is crazy. You hear that? Your son was drinking UV blue. That's crazy.
Whatever, dog. We talk about them. That was like five, six shots of fucking, what was it, Tennessee Honey that took you out?
Yes, it was. I think, who did I either said to Brendan or to Derek, where I was like, hey, let's go shot for shot or whatever. I don't know. I got real ambitious in that moment.
I know. I was like, well, who the fuck is this guy?
And so, whether it was Brendan or Derek, they said, well, we've already been drinking. We're like three drinks in. Oh, okay, fine. Then I'll just rip, like, what's the equivalent? I'll do like five shots of Jack Daniels, like, right off rip. Excuse me. So he lined them up, go bop, 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 bop. I was like, okay, here we go. This is steel liver. I'm ready to go. Brendan looked, he said, I think you just need to chill. And it was only like 2, 3 p.m. or something like that. And then,
yeah, brother, it was early.
I remember, I think we were about to go back out to the beach, right? I was looking at the door, and I looked at the bottle of Jack Daniels, and I looked at the door again, and I went to go reach for the bottle of Jack Daniels, and then Brendan stopped. He's like, no, that's it for right now, bro. That's it for right now.
It's top tier, homie.
Yeah, he was out there. He was looking out for me. And I think we were trying to go, what was the name of the club we were trying to go to?
Spinnakers?
That's why Spinnakers. That's why they kept saying it, bro.
Dude, I know we went there too. I don't remember it was Cody. What's crazy is like our week there, and then the next week I had another like group of buddies that were coming. So like our last night was their first night.
Yeah.
So spring break's done a lot, and I think we all met at that bar or that club that night. But they were older, so they were all 21. But somebody with us, I can't remember, might have been Cody. If you're under 21, they stamp both hands. He just noticed that, like, they only stamp both hands. He's like, just go to the bathroom, wash one hand off, and they'll serve you alcohol. So, like, I just went to the bathroom, just, like, you know, scrubbed one hand off, and, like, all I had to do was show him my stamp, and I was able to buy drinks there, yeah.
I didn't go. I think, was that not the night where I got obliterated? Like, I was supposed to go with you guys.
Yeah, it was our last night, I think. By the time we made it there, it was our last night.
I was talking about, yeah, we're going to go to the club and yada, yada, yada. And I think I remember passing out in the middle of the day. It was like 4 or 5 p.m. When I woke up, I think it was 10 p.m. Because then I got up, I'm looking around. Most of the guys are there. I look at Brendan, oh, aren't we going to the club? And like, dude, it's 10 p.m. already. Everyone's kind of like chilling out like now. And so I was like, okay, well, whatever. I guess I'll just chill here then. And so Derek had came up into the room and he said, RB, you've had a lot to drink already. I do not lay down again. You already just woke up from that. Do not lay down again. I need you to get some bread or something, drink this Gatorade, and we'll be right back. And I'm like, all right, dude, whatever. As soon as he walked out the door, I threw myself onto the bed, looking up at the ceiling, right? And no later than 2 seconds, that ceiling looked like it was just moving up and down as fast as it possibly could. And I'm like, oh, no. And so I sat up real quick. And, yeah, it was a wrap after that.
Yeah,
it was a wrap.
That's tough. I think, yeah, that night was our last night. And that was the only night I really got, like, I drank a lot. Because the next day, our drive back home was the first time I was actually hungover that whole week, which was a tough day to decide to be hungover. But, yeah, because I was with the other group. I lost, you know, whoever our group came with, I was with that other group. And then I have no idea, like, they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to go here. And I'm like, man, I'm going back. And in my head, the hotel wasn't that far away. So I just started walking. But from that club to, like, our hotel, that was a walk. And it was, like, in the middle of the night. You know, it gets kind of cold still, even though it's Florida.
That's what I heard. I heard, though, the walk to that club from our hotel was actually pretty far.
Yeah, dude. So I stopped like halfway at that Waffle House. I said, I'm just going to eat some waffles. I just sat there, ate some waffles, and then headed back. I got back super late, and I don't know who was up there. Like, where the hell you been? I was like, I'm here now, man. But, yeah, that next day driving, I just remember sitting in the back seat. I at the gas station we filled up right before we left. I grabbed me a couple Gatorades and a pack of crackers, and I'm just sitting back there just trying to keep it together. I'm pretty sure I had to have somebody pull over like an hour into our drive. But
Did you drive at all when we were driving to and from Panama City?
I think towards the end of the drive back, I drove. Speaking of the drive, remember when Joey got pulled over? Was it Joey that got pulled over?
Oh my goodness, yeah, Joey got pulled over.
There's still a picture, I think I have it on your Facebook and Instagram, when you took, because you were in the front seat, we took like a selfie with the cops in the back, but Joey was
with the flashing lights.
He was like, dude, that's all my money. I'm like, dude, you don't have to pay the ticket right now, dude. Spend your money while you're here, it's fine.
Because we were in Alabama, so I know when we first left the night before, we had to go to Purdue to go pick up, I think, Joey Pruitt and a couple other people. I mean, maybe Cody. I think Cody was there as well.
Yeah, I think so.
So we had all stopped at Purdue, and we didn't get to Purdue till like 10. Man, I just hate how, because we wouldn't have to drive in the middle of the night, but I think because of who was joining us, we had to leave later in the day to go meet them at that time. So I remember I drove as far as, I think, Tennessee. I think I got somewhere close to Nashville. And I think I knew I was done when at a certain point I was looking at the road and I was like seeing things on the road that weren't actually there. I was like, all right, I pulled over. I was like, I'm done. Someone take over. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I hated how you motherfuckers drove, though. That shit pissed me off.
Why? What did we do?
You guys are just too reckless out there. You're driving too fast, in and out of lanes, driving up on people, get them to switch lanes so you keep going. I was like, y'all need to chill. We're going to get there, all right?
Dad, that's crazy. We were driving, like, some assholes. And I do remember, so I had the G6, and I had HIDs in my headlights, and I remember I had fog lamps on the bottom, and they were purple. Right.
Uh-huh.
I remember there was this, I think it was on our way back, because I think we drove back at night or got back home close to nighttime. And I was driving. I remember this other car was like, because it's, you know, it's only two lanes on 65 when you get a certain point of 65. This car was doing some weird shit. I don't know if we had pissed him off. We probably did. Or he was messing with us. But eventually I ended up just getting behind him, flashing my brights, turning my headlights off so the fog lamps were only on. Like, just that. Yeah, that was different. We were terrible.
I know you always pissed me off, man. I was always a good driver.
I don't know when you started driving, but I know Joey started picking up driving when we got to Alabama. And it was weird. Like, we kept going through, like, winding roads.
Yeah, the road would be 60 miles like an hour. Like a Route 30 type of vibe. And then all of a sudden, we're like, boom, residential in a school, by school. It's like,
yes.
Fat. So it's like, I don't blame it. Like, he wasn't, like, driving through a school zone like an asshole. It's just, like, all of a sudden, like, it switched from, like, the highway to, like, residential to, like, school so fast.
And, yeah, and then Joey, it was kind of like a trap, man. Joey got pulled over, and I told him, I was like, listen, man, you already have to have a story right away, okay? You got to play into their emotions. If you just outright just act like, or admit to you were speeding and not paying attention, it's just a ticket. If you say we're on our way to, you know, go see family or whatever, it's a little bit more believable. We might get a break. So Joey's like, okay. And I was in the back. No, I was in the back seat. I was behind him. I wasn't in the front. So guy gets pulled over. Joey's like, tells him, yeah, you know, I was speeding and yada, yada, yada. And in my mind, I'm waiting for him to tell a story to, like, get us out of it so he doesn't have to pay a ticket. And he gives him his license and registration. Cop starts walking backwards, and Joey's dumbass has got his head out the window trying to explain. And I'm like, bro, just give it. Joey, give it a rest, bro. It's already done.
Man.
You decide to tell this story when he's halfway to his fucking car.
That's just funny, dude.
Oh, my God, bro.
Oh, that's funny. And wasn't it, too, like, somebody had their... like their pistol with them too, and they're like, "Do I tell him,
Joey?
Do I tell him? Like, do I just not?" We're just like, "Don't tell him, man. We're fine. It's legal."
He was like trying to keep up an honor system, and so I was like, "Bro, your license, your license isn't going to tell you that you have, a firearm. Not unless you want to tell him. And if you tell him, you already know that he had said in certain states." Your gun has to be dismantled, ammo has to be in a certain area, and yada, yada, yada. You clearly don't have that, like, done. So don't even bother telling them you have a gun with you. Like, what are you doing? We're never going to make it to Panama City with you being the leader.
With you being the leader. Get out the car.
Get out the damn car.
Let the cop take you. We're going to finish our drive. We'll pick you up on the way back.
Exactly. We don't even know you, bro.
Who's Mass?
Whose man's is this? That was a great time. Yeah, Jack Daniels. That's one that I couldn't drink for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I guess for a long time, I'm telling on myself already. We'll say that for another episode. I think it'd be funnier if we add some more people. But Captain is another one I can't do.
Did that happen at Panama or somewhere else?
That's another story. It wasn't Panama. Panama was like UV. Luda, I was drinking what's the name? Those little canned margaritas, whatever beer that Derek was buying. And I don't remember what else, but
there's a. Have you heard of a chocolate margarita?
No, it sounds terrible.
No, I listen. Listen. So yesterday we were at bowling, and there are these small. I have to try and look them up while we're recording. But Perry and his wife and the people on their team, they had these small little shaped, they were like circular and like they're very tiny cans, but they weren't cans, they were like clear. And I was like, what's that? It looks like the consistency of chocolate milk. And Perry said they're chocolate margaritas, and I'm like, that sounds terrible, bro. And he's like, no, I promise you, you'll get effed up on this stuff real quick. It's like 12% alcohol content. And so one of the girls is like, here, I'll let you have a sip of mine. I was like, okay. So I tried it. Dude.
It's good.
Dangerous. I promise you, bro. It tasted just, it had that hint of tequila alcohol taste in the back end. But initially, when you take a sip and when you smell it, you would swear you're having chocolate milk. It was wild.
That's
and they
good.
Had all had like two or three each. And I could tell just by the way they were talking. I'm like, oh, yeah, they're gone. They're gone. It was crazy.
Do I found that picture we were just talking about on my Instagram? I sent it to you. So yeah, you were in the back. I was the one who took the picture.
You sent a text message?
No, I sent it to you on IG. I posted it on IG back in the day. So it's like, yeah, it was me taking the picture of us with the thing. And I was at the comments, and that's like Swindle was calling Joey Danica Patrick all weekend.
Hang on, let me see.
Let's get back like Danica Patrick.
And then you see me laughing. Because it was me, you, Demo, and yeah. Brendan was riding with us?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was like trying to follow us, and he was talking shit because you guys were driving so damn fast. Because
we were driving so fast, yeah. Because he had the Sonic. He had the Chevy Sonic. That's funny, dude. Oh, my gosh.
So hold on. Stay on IG. I'm going to send you this next one, too, that I had posted.
Me and Swindle. Oh, you kept... Oh, you got 437 posts, so you kept this one, huh?
Uh-huh.
Dang. That is hilarious, bro. So funny.
Yeah, that was funny, dude. And then I remember us being packed up in that room because we all split it. We had like an air mattress on the floor.
Oh my gosh, dude. Hated that thing, man. Hated that. You had freaking Derek. Derek had the bed with somebody else, and I think Demas had the bed with somebody else as well. There were two beds. Yeah. And then it was me and you on the air mattress, and it was right next to the AC unit, bro.
Yeah, that was the move, man. That was nice.
That was terrible, man.
At one point, I just put my blanket over the AC unit when I was like super sunburnt. I just threw my blanket over it just to cool my body off.
That was the worst. I absolutely hated that thing.
And then you wake up like half off of it. But remember when we were all like almost asleep? And Derek came back in the room. It just straight
he snatched the blankets off Joey.
Snatched the blanket, the pillow off Joey. Down and knocked out.
Joey talking about he was gonna get his gun out.
I'm gonna shoot you if you don't give me those blankets. Derek's like, shut the fuck up, Joey. I'm going to sleep.
Derek's like the last one in the hotel room.
I feel like he just showed up, bought us alcohol, and did his own thing. Cause I don't remember him around really, except for those couple moments.
He definitely just did his own thing.
Dude, he did it without hesitation. Just walked past Joey, snatched the blankets, and just laid down in one motion.
I just hear Joey's like, "What the fuck?"
I'm pretty sure I was on the other side of the bed too, where I was like, "Hey Joey, I wouldn't take that if I was you, man."
I was just laughing. I hated that air mattress, man, because it was just so hard to fall asleep on there. You know, you move around, the other person's getting like tossed over, and it made all this noise. It wasn't very big, and then I didn't have a problem with the room being colder. I just don't want to be right on top of the AC unit. Like, it's just blowing the coldest of cold air.
Sorry, dude, we weren't there for sleep.
I mean, yeah, I guess not. I was just looking at this other IG picture you were tagged in from, like, 2015, and it was with your brother. And I was going to ask, I was like, what the fuck was this from? But it says golf outing.
Hey,
I don't know if you remember that.
I don't see what you're seeing to that.
So if you go to your profile and go to pictures you were tagged in, and then go all the way down, there's a selfie with Rob.
Which ones
are
pictures you were tagged in?
What?
Oh, is that all the way on the right? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Scroll all the way down. Oh yeah, me and Rob.
Yeah. Where was the golf outing at?
This might have been the one where it was like a Morton alumni. I was doing one, and I went golfed with like him and a few of his buddies from that he graduated with high school.
Dang. Do we have any pictures of us when we were sunburned?
No, I don't think so, bro. I was like red.
I don't know. I know Demas probably has some on his IG. Joey, maybe. I don't think I have any on mine.
Yeah, I was down bad. I was like, no. That's like that lady at the corner bro, they would see us every day. That was like, because we kept going in there to like get drinks and snacks and stuff, and like trying to get aloe. And she seen how red I was because I pretty much just wore like tank tops all day. And she was like, "Ah, that's not what you want. It's not gonna help." I was like, "What do you mean?" She was like, "You want to put vinegar on your skin?" I was like, And she was like, "Trust me, just go into the tub, pour it all over you, and just stand there for like 10, 15 minutes, and then take a shower, wash it off, and you'll be fine." And I was like, "Is she crazy?" But I did. I did it anyways. We went back to the room, and I went to the shower. I poured the vinegar all over my shoulders and back and chest, rubbed a little on my cheeks. It just like I just sat there and just let it soak for like 10, 15 minutes. I took a shower, you know, get all that smell off me. And bro, it was like I wasn't like the red skin was there, but the sting was completely gone. Like it didn't hurt at all.
Dang, that's crazy. I didn't know that was actually a thing.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, this is great. It helped. And now, like, if I ever get like, I haven't got a crazy sunburn like that in a while, except when we went to like Mexico with my parents. But yeah, if I ever got that bad, I just vinegar on the skin. That thing worked like crazy. Saved my life.
There was another moment in Panama City. I don't know if you were there. I know I wasn't, but the story was told so many times where I felt like I was there. And I think it was Demas. He was in line. This was one of the days where he was obliterated. He was in line at some place, maybe Taco Bell or something like that. And, you know, Demas is pretty quiet. He doesn't really talk a whole lot, but this man had the utmost of alcohol courage. And he was talking mad shit about this dude in front of him in line or something like that. And it was one of those where, what's this guy wearing a tank top for, bro? He doesn't even lift. Like, that was like the ultimate insult for us, where you didn't even know a dude, and bro, this guy, for real, he's wearing a shirt like he doesn't even lift, bro. Does he even? And I remember Brendan was saying he had to tell Demas to chill out. He's like, bro, you gotta relax. You can't be saying that out loud.
Oh, no, I don't remember that, bro. That's funny, though.
Yeah, so I think it was like him, Derek, and Brendan. Or when he came back to the hotel room and he started quoting Fast and Furious and like punched the pillow, acting like he was fighting Paul Walker.
Yeah. shit.
Demas will remember that, and so will Joey. But I'm pretty sure you were there too when Demas was feeling bad about his lazy eye.
Oh,
he's like, man, I don't know, bro, just. Girls, they just don't like me, man. And we're just like, come on, bro. Like, bro, shut the fuck up, man. Like, what are you talking about? He's like, girls, they don't like. They look at me and all they see is this lazy eye. And I'm like, dude, shut up, man. No, they don't.
Oh man,
bro, I see the DMs on MySpace, bro. You are lying.
The MySpace days.
Actually, MySpace probably wouldn't have been. So Facebook. I'm like, bro, we've seen the Facebook DMs, man. Got like 18 women in the DMs, bro. What you mean they think about your lazy eye? Like, oh my goodness, bro. This guy's a clown.
I do remember that. It's like funny, like Raph was like, dude, we probably have an entire episode on shit Demas did and said.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Demas quotes, mannerisms.
Man, oh, man.
Got a whole list of funnies.
We had a one where me and him did a little like side mission for some. I don't know why nobody else went with us, but we went to that Dick's Last Resort when we were in Florida.
Oh, you guys did, yeah.
That's when he kept telling everybody his name was Aiden.
Oh my god, that's where that came from.
Yeah,
that's how Aiden started.
When we started drinking, he started calling us Aiden.
Have you been around where he doesn't like saying his first name? Like, you know, if you go to food places and they'll be like, name for the order, he will not say Demas. Even to this day, he will not say, he'll be like, Reyna. And they'll still be like, what? I'm like, see, bro, you can't even use your last name because it's confusing for that. Like, bro, just say Demas, man.
Man. Yeah, so that's what happens. They were like, name for the group. And he's like, Aiden. So we went and, you know, like, Dick's Last Resort, they like mess with you, like that's their whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, he starts our waiter or whatever starts making these big ass hats out of paper. And he puts his hat on me, and I'm like, "Dude, what's it says?" And it says like, "I love to blow bubbles." I'm like, "Ah, oh, cool, that's not bad." And then he puts a hat on Demas, and it says, "My name is Bubbles." I was like, "What? What the hell, bro?"
Oh my god, that's good. I like it. Who threw a orange cone on top of one of the roofs of the hotel? I think that was Brendan.
Yeah, I think it was, dude. Because he had, like, another picture. I don't know if I sent to you or not.
You did. I just saw
it. Yeah, with us with all these damn cones in our room. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he chucked one into the...
Oh, my goodness.
It's funny. The first time we grabbed the house, smooth it was. We're like, because it had one, you know, by the puddle. Because there was a puddle of water, since we were, like, right by the beach, by the elevator. And we're going in. As he walks in, he just looks right up. Just like picks it up, tosses it in the elevator, and we get in. I'm like, "What the fuck?" And then we get out of the elevator, and he just takes it and just runs straight to our room, swipes in, and throws it in our room.
Dang, that room was not big, bro. I'm looking at the picture. I see our mass gainer on top of the entertainment system.
You motherfuckers are still going to work out and shit. I was like, "What is wrong with you?" It was you guys trying to work out and fucking. Didn't Joey bring a DVD player and a bunch of DVDs to watch Fast Fear? I'm like, what are y'all doing?
He did. That was awesome, dude. I loved it. Remember the I wasn't there, but the story with the girl that wore the bracelet, the what would Jesus do? Do you remember that story?
I don't think I was there for that.
I wasn't there for it, but I think it involved. It might have involved Joey Pruitt. It definitely wasn't any of us. But apparently there was a girl that they were talking to that had a What Would Jesus Do bracelet. And she's just out here wiling, just being, I don't know, opposite of what Jesus would want her to do. So, man.
We had great time. A big group. We had like two or three rooms of people.
So it was me, you, Brendan, Joey, Demas, Derek, Cody, Joey Pruitt. Was Tampere there?
Nah.
For some reason, I thought, okay, so Kyle wasn't there. I think that was it then.
There was another dude.
Oh, Tristan. Tristan was there.
And some dude named something Donovan, or I don't know, Donovan was the first or last.
Oh, Donovan name. Cole. Yeah. Donovan Cole was there. Holy shit, dude. I see him at the gym all the time. I totally forgot he was there.
Yeah, sometimes I ever like seen him. We're friends on Facebook still. I see his name every now and then. I'm like, oh yeah, that's the dude that came with us.
I'm trying to shoot down to. We don't have any more Panama City Beach pictures.
No, I didn't take too many.
Let's see.
It was like pretty much left my phone and everything in the room every time we left.
Guess I can't find nothing. That's all good. Good times. Oh wait, hold on. You have a whole collage. Oh, you did a TBT.
A throwback. Yeah, you did a throwback. Similar photos to what I posted already, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so you sent me the cone one already. That's the only one. So there's another one. What the heck was I doing? What is that?
What is that?
That bottom left photo, so it's a picture of you and then there's me in the back, because I know that's my hat. And it looks like I have a stocking in my hand. I don't even know what the heck.
Dressed or something.
I probably will. Maybe swim trunks. And there's that picture of us all on the top left. It's like me, you, Brendan, Demas, and Joey. And I'm pretending to drink a bottle of UV Blue. It's kind of sus. Definitely a pause moment.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, definitely a yo moment.
I'll let you guys in your guys' bright ass fucking tank top collection you guys had going on.
Crazy. Man, the style was something else.
And that was February. Here. Well, I guess the throwback was February. What was that? When we went, was like...
We went in March.
March. Was like, what, 2013,
2012? Yep. March 2013, when we were 21. There was a...
We just gotta do it now as we're an adult. So we gotta just do another like trip. Ready to go? Now we got like people got kids and stuff. So we gotta. It's like coordination, babysitters and stuff.
was I doing, bro? Let's see here. Yeah, whatever. So I got the bowling season winding down. I know you've been playing basketball a little bit more.
Yeah.
The last couple weeks in the gym. So I don't know if you have any goals of being able to hoop some more, run a game. Do you have any goals pertaining to basketball going forward?
Yeah, I do, actually.
What do you got?
So I guess fitness in general, right? I've been lifting, getting my strength back and whatnot. And, you know, some days where I got more time, I go, like, I get buckets in there. So it's always post-workout, so I'm already a little tired. Mm-hmm. Now, so my goal is I have pitched the idea to my VP that we need to do a picnic for, like, one of our all-hands meetings or something in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Park. We play basketball because we had one at Dave and Buster's for employee appreciation. And we were shooting those little pop-up shots. And dude was cold, man. He was torching everybody. I wasn't at my best, and it was because I wore like, my undershirt. I had to present, so like I wore. I like whenever I'm presenting in front of people, it's crazy. I've always been a little chunky. I always wear a tight undershirt because I feel like it holds me together a little bit. So when I'm shooting, that tight undershirt starts rolling up. So it's like over my belly, and it's like it rolls up, and then like above my belly, and I'm like, so every time I shoot, I'm like, it's so uncomfortable. I was damn near wearing a sports bra. So I was like, I couldn't get like a full extension because I felt like my belly was flying out. But, you know, it's just excuses. So I told him, like, let's do at a park. He liked the idea. I was like, we could play a game of pickup. So that's why I've been playing basketball a lot. Like, I've been in there getting shots up, trying to run some pickup games with just some random people, get my cardio back. So when I do play with them, you know what I'm saying, I can, you know, prove that I'm not a bum.
I like it.
And I just played 2-on-2 yesterday with some kids. They were either just fresh out of high school or still in high school, because this one dude had a 2022 like Wheaton North or something like that shirt on. He was tall, but he was a football player. He was like 6'3", 6'4". And I was guarding him. He was guarding me. And bro, I'm telling you, like, I hit this nasty ass shot over him. And we played basketball a lot together. You know, I always have a quick release. It's because I've been blocked so many times younger. I hate it. So I've developed a fast release on my jumper. And now that I've, like, gotten older, I've gotten slower. Now it's, like, it's quick, but it's also accompanied by, like, a step back because I need that little extra – I need that little more space. And so this dude was, he's 6'4", whatever. I hit him with a little jab step, and then I jump to the left. And then hit him with the step back. And then also when I jumped, I do a little like jump backwards a little bit, kind of like a fade. And I let that bitch go like right over his hand, cashed it. And it's probably like literally like second play of our game. I'm playing with these dudes. I don't even know. Cashed it. He was like, yo, he looked back at me like, what the hell? So you just made that? I was like, hey, man, like we'll see if I can keep doing it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to hype myself up too much in front of these kids. But inside, I was like, let's go, baby. Let's go. I'm him.
You're like, yes, this is what I do.
So the rest of the game, I end up losing. That dude was like, you know, say he was like so athletic, he just snatched every rebound over my damn head. So I couldn't get a rebound. He was trying to box him out. He was just reaching over me and snagging him. And he was, like I said, he was a football player. He was tall, so he would just get in there. In the post, he would, you know, like I was like fighting. I was battling with him. You know, I'd stop a few of them, but if he got anywhere close, even if he missed, he would just grab his own rebound. But yeah, so I'm just trying to get back in. And I was hitting a lot of good shots. It was playing a little 2-on-2, like nothing serious.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm just trying to get that back up. And eventually, maybe there's this church by my house, and I've only seen it for the winter. They have a men's basketball league. And I've only seen it in the winter. I've been looking to see if they do one summer or whatever, but I've seen the post for winter, and it's like they have what I like. They have a competitive, you know, men's league, and then they have a casual men's league, and the casual men's league is broken down by like three levels, like A, B, C. They're saying C is for like you're new to the game, or you're just trying to have a little fun. B is like you've played basketball before, and then like the top tier casual is like you play basketball your whole life, you know what you're doing, like, you know. And then competitive is like you're fucking an ex-college athlete or, you know, played high school ball. So I want to get in like one of the little bottom tier casuals just so I can play, you know, and get out there weekly. But before I do that, I want to get more.
Yeah, it's definitely a good goal.
I get tired and I lose the legs a little bit. I start coming up real short.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, be cool if like either one of us like live close to each other, because then we get back into a bowling league. Can you still hear me, bro?
Yeah, my bad. I was on mute getting a drink of water.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I know it was breaking up a little bit. And
my bad. Yeah, bowling league would be cool too if we were all a little closer.
Yeah, it'd be dope. Our thankfully, as much as I like bowling, I'm definitely due to take a break. Like our seasons, our fall leagues will be done in like 2-3 weeks or something like that.
I can't wait for that to be done. Yeah, brother, you've been bowling. There's been like weeks where I feel like you've bowled 7 days, 6 days a week. I'm like, God.
Yeah, because I know there's 4 days that I'm like permanently committed during the season. And then a couple days I was like subbing. But I know on Mondays for sure I was like trying to keep those days or those nights like free for whatever. Like Wednesdays I'd sub, Saturdays I would sub. But yeah, like in 2-3 weeks it'll be done. And then all we have major tournament-wise is we have state tournament April 20th. And that'll be in Lafayette. And then we're still going to Vegas in May. That's for the national event. And then I think we're going to bowl a different nationals event the weekend we come back from Vegas, and then I have the PBA League Bowlers National event in June 1st. So, yeah. Now after, once April comes around, all it is just, you know, tournaments and stuff, and then golf will be among us. Start golfing a little bit more.
Didn't you say something about having a bowling league, or not league, but tournament out here somewhere in Illinois?
So there is the TNBA, the National Bowling Association Nationals. That'll be somewhere, I don't think it's in Chicago, it's somewhere close, it's around there. That's the weekend I come back from Vegas. So that'll be May 16th through the end of the month, I think.
Oh, okay.
And then the other, the PBA League Bowlers tournament, that'll be in Mount Prospect June 1st for me. So yeah, those are the only things I got coming up. So try to get the body right, get some practice in, make sure my form is dialed in, and then just see what happens. So
yeah, because I remember you were talking about that one Illinois. I forgot, I looked up, I thought you said like Mount Prospect or something like that.
Yeah, there's another one June 2nd, so like the Sunday right after that PBA league event.
Yeah.
It's a tournament in a city called Piatone, so I don't know if you know where that's at.
No, not off the top of my head.
I think it's like right across the border, but I did it once in 2018, I think, 2018 or 2019. It went okay, but my game has gotten so much better and so much more refined, I feel, as if I'm going to bowl much better at these events with these guys as opposed to when I did them the first time. So I'm pretty confident. Pretty confident. But let me see here. See how we're doing as far as time. Oh, you got some time. You ain't got to go back to work yet. You're good.
Yeah, I still got like another hour or so before I got to clock back in. Working on a Saturday, you know.
So how's that bracket looking?
It's not great. It's not terrible. It's not terrible either, but you know, there's been some let me pull it up real quick. Unexpected games that, you know, threw me off quite a bit.
Are your final four teams still in though?
Yeah.
They see that's
yeah, so let me pull it up real quick, let me refresh it. So I mean, I'm not in a good spot. It's like in that like pool I'm in for work. I'm 9 right now, but correct picks, the first dude has 26 correct picks, and I have 22. So only 4 like correct picks behind it. So it's like everybody's pretty close together. So it's like I can, within the next couple, if things go my way, I should be straight. Because I don't think anybody above me has Purdue winning, and I got Purdue winning. But
so who are your final fours? Like,
my final four schools are Illinois versus Arizona, and Houston versus Purdue. And they got Purdue winning.
Purdue winning it.
And then Purdue and Arizona finals. Purdue winning.
Yeah, I didn't make a bracket.
So from the first round, the ones that I don't normally, because I don't watch college basketball, and this used to get on my nerves, like back in like high school and stuff like that, when March Madness come around, you'd have dudes going crazy with brackets. Like, bro, I never heard you talk about basketball. Now all of a sudden, you're like filling out brackets on paper, and like, you know, like some rooms had TVs and they'd play it, and they're trying to go like, oh, can I go to the bathroom, like stopping rooms to watch basketball games. Like, bro, you ain't like it like that. Like, chill out.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, like, I don't try to like act like I know what I'm doing. I just fucking I made a bracket just because it was a thing for work, but I still wanted to win. Like the ones that I had that like first round that didn't go my way. I had Auburn beating Yale. If fucking they lost. And my brother, I was talking to him, he blames fucking Charles Barkley because he was talking shit, saying, we're not going to lose to a bunch of smart guys, and they fucking did. When that one kills me, because I had Auburn winning twice, so you know, that hurt. That's a hurt right there. And then I had, so this is another, I was like blaming Zach for, when I first made my bracket by myself, before I started talking to Zach about it, I had Duquesne beating BYU. And then he was like, dude, BYU's going to torch Duquesne. I was like, damn, that sounds confident. So then I switched it. I should have left it. But this is all good. I had him losing to Illinois after that anyways.
It's tough. Then I so had, just like, initially the bracket just doesn't look as clean as you want it to be.
No, nah, it's not terrible, but it's not clean. Like, I was hoping, I went with Drake for the upset. They didn't do it. Then that's all like east side, it's like south. I had Nebraska winning, Nebraska lost. I had fucking Wisconsin winning, Wisconsin lost. So then this one's bad because like I had Texas winning, Texas Tech winning, they lost. I had fucking Kentucky loses. I had them winning, so like that killed me because I had them winning twice. Florida losing, I had Florida winning, so that killed me. So like my south side of the bracket's fucking cooked. But, you know, I got my Sweet 16 teams, besides Kentucky, are all still in, too, I think.
Yeah, Kentucky, they look terrible. They looked terrible.
That's all good, dude. Purdue's going to keep winning. Be straight.
Yeah, who's their next game? Did you see who their next game was?
Utah State. They play tomorrow.
Utah State. No, no, they should be able to get by that one.
And that was like I had TCU winning, so that was when I was bad. My Midwest is at my most correct bracket. The only game I guessed wrong in Midwest was TCU. I had TCU winning, so I got them all right. Besides that one.
So what's the prize if you end up winning this bracket thing with work?
I don't think there is one. I think somebody said. Make a little trophy or something, but
just bragging rights.
Yeah,
I'll let them know you still don't know what you're doing. But
if I win, I'm telling everybody I know what I was doing. But yeah, man, I was like, hey, I'm just tapped in. You know, I like to like watch the games throughout the season. You know, I tap in on injuries and tendencies.
Oh, here we go. Injuries, tendencies.
Yes, sir. But
matchups. I just know it all.
Yeah. I know, like, you know, if they're matched up with good guards, you know, they usually struggle. But, like, you know, they got a really good big man. So, you know, if their guards catch them out on a quick lead, they can slow the game down, run the game to the big man. And usually they hold on to the lead, you know, 87% of the time throughout the season.
Get out of here, man.
That sounds like I know what I'm talking about, though.
Yeah. It's what did that we don't with the 90s guy say? He's like, man, a whole lot of words just to say Shaq sucks.
We done with the 90s.
He garbage.
Michael Kruger is a nightmare.
That's got to be another episode where we talk about the 90s.
Yeah, all that the hype over 90s sports, man, was highly overrated.
Like, just absolute pinnacle of competition in sports in general. There'll just never be another time like it.
They're so good, dude. Couldn't even go left. Air reverse break.
Yeah. For those of you that like being on TikTok, there's a thing trending called "We Done with the 90s." So we're gonna talk about it. It mainly pertains to basketball, because you know, if you're a basketball fan or if you love Michael Jordan or you're tapped into the Jordan LeBron debate, you're gonna hear a lot of the 90s were the best era. Like, this is when basketball was at its best. Competition was high. Yada yada yada. And so now, this day and age, we got social media involved, and we can, everybody can kind of be an analyst or, you know, highlight certain things or point out certain flaws. You didn't really have that back then. So now we can go back and watch some games and be like, yo, was this dude really as good? I'm not saying Jordan. I still think Jordan's number one for me, but, like, you know, people like to speak in hyperbole and say Jordan was just perfect, or so-and-so was perfect, never missed, could do this. And then you start breaking down certain games, like, well, hold on. I'm like, I know it's only one clip where he couldn't go left, but I'm starting to see a trend here. This dude really only dribbled once to his left and would automatically spin back to his right because he couldn't consistently go left. So maybe there is some truth.
Dude, I mean, it's adding up. Okay, the evidence is getting a little damning, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's also because they'll compare, like, a low light of today's game and then the highest of highs of the game before. They'll be like, look at this difference. Like, okay. Why don't we take some of the averages, all right? An average game and an average game. And they'll compare the two. Like, realistically, it's always, like, LeBron for short. And they'll show one of his terrible moments, and then they'll go to, like, MJ's greatest performance. But look, he's so much better.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just so skewed. They'll pick and choose what they want to use as ammunition. Like, we pick one flawed Jordan lowlight, and they're like, all right, well, LeBron's got a bunch of those. Okay, but the thing is, we've already seen them, right? We've seen them in real time. We've acknowledged them. It's part of the generation where we can see it and keep replaying it, right? In Jordan's time, like, no one ever, like, watched or pinpointed that. So now that we can, and you pick one thing of Jordan, it's like, man, they get butt hurt, bro. They get mad hurt.
Yeah, they're not here for it. They ain't trying to hear it.
Mm-mm. Big trash.
Garbage.
But yeah, we're going to save that for another time where we just kind of go in.
Yeah, that's a whole, you know, that's a whole 2 hours, dude.
But that's probably all I really want to touch upon right now. I didn't, honestly, the Panama City conversation was just out of the blue.
I know. I don't think we even got to what we were originally going to talk about.
I don't even really know what we were going to talk about.
I forget now.
I had something in mind, but I'm like, you know what? This actually turned out, like, really well.
It was like, it started on, like, because we were talking about, like, being sick before we went live. And we're like, let's just go ahead and live it. And then, like, we'll talk about our, like, the sickness. But that led into, you know, certain alcohols you can't drink. And then that led into, like, PCB stories. And then.
And here we are.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember what originally we talked about speaking on.
I don't know either. I do not know either. But did you want to add anything else before we kind of send these guys off?
No, not really. I was thinking, and we for sure, yeah, we were definitely 21 in Florida. Just to clarify that one.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're 31 now, so there's really nothing you can say or do to us. Okay, so, you know, you're not canceling us. We're not that big time. No one really cares, so
I'm going to have Rob get on one of these episodes too. Then we can just, you know, say all the bad things we did that, you know, my mom doesn't know about yet, because we can't get in trouble because we're old.
Yeah, that's fine. We don't live in your house anymore, so you can't say anything to us.
It's like, go to your room. I'll go to my own house. What are you talking about?
It was hilarious. All right, ladies and fellows, men, thank you for tuning in. Check out our previous episode where we talked about our lives in gaming and the evolution of gaming. So go ahead and share, like this one, comment on it. I think our question should be, are there any particular foods or smells that you used to enjoy that you no longer can stand the smell or taste of? You just let us know in the comments. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Other than that, this has been the No Script Podcast.
We out. Still screaming. Still scheming. Still dreaming.